Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. Uh-huh. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh, Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me and now we flee. For fallen leaves, the ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave us the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but it's a turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
That Yahweh said that he would show, because Yahweh said that there will come a time when there's going to be a drought, but not of food, but not of water, but of the hearing of the words of Yahweh. So Yahweh is letting his message abundantly flow out today, and it's up to us as Yahweh's servant to partake in as much of this knowledge as we can, to walk in the ways of Yah, and the rest into Yahweh our Elohim. But if you don't know the Most High, this isn't nothing but people up on the mic talking, giving their perspective, giving their point of view, instead of saying, "No, man, this is the words from the true and living Elohim." Because when I got a message to deliver to the people, I don't close the book and say, "Let me tell you what thus saith Obadiah." No, to establish what my meditations are, I have to bring to you thus saith Yah. And that's how the service of Yahweh are supposed to be. Bring you thus saith Yah. So if any doctrine, any testimonies are coming out the mouth of a servant of the Most High, and they can't establish it, and they can't even show you that in the words of Yah, then truly what they are showing you is that they don't know Yah. And if you choose to follow it, if you choose to hearken to it, if you choose to adhere to it, then that's showing that you don't know Yah. Because Yahweh establishes his works with his word, and he puts his name on his works. No wonder it says to the law and to the testimonies, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. Because you couldn't even find out when the light was established without going to the words of Yah. This is why the world don't know who the King of Glory is. This is why you have people calling the beginning of the night light, the beginning of a day. This is why you got people serving something other than the Most High. This is why you have people walking in the imaginations of their own heart, hearkening to their own ways, because they adhere to everyone's way except the ways of the Most High. And it's because they don't know the Most High. And they got the same spirit that Pharaoh had. And Yahweh purposed this because Yahweh kept hardening his heart. Well, if we have no interest in serving Yah, then guess what he going to do with us? He's going to harden your heart. Because Yahweh not begging anyone to serve him. Yahweh is not pleading for anyone to serve him. Because let it be known, if you want to remain on this earth and you want any type of peace, any prosperity, any type of well-being in life, you go serve Yah. And if you think that you can keep walking this earth and not serve Yah, then that's just showing that you don't know Yah. Turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and the 14th verse. This is something that the wisest man that ever lived, King Solomon, he said this in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and the 14th verse. I know that whatsoever Elohim does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. Elohim does it, that men should fear before him. Yeah, Yahweh knows that. Yahweh knows. If I always change, and I come to you and I say, tell them, I'm Elohim, and besides me, there is none else. And then come to you a day later, well, no, tell them it's me and somebody else. Tell them it's my works, and then tell them it's somebody else. You're never going to fear, because this is just confusion. But if Yahweh said, look, I'm Yahweh that redeemed you. I'm your Savior. I'm your power. I'm the one that puts you in bondage, and I'm the one that's take you out of bondage. I'm the one that punish you. I'm the one that caused the evil to fall upon you. And just like I can call the good and prosperity to fall upon you. This is the way that it has been. This is the way it is. And this is the way that it will be. Because I know that whatsoever Elohim does, it shall stand forever. Yahweh said, let there be light. And there was light. And the light he called day, and darkness he called night. That's forever. Yahweh said that he created the heavens. And then on the fourth day, he finished the heavens. That was established forever. Yahweh created the creatures of the sea and blessed them. That's forever. Yahweh created the green herbs to spring forth. That's forever. Yahweh created man and beast. That's forever. And Yahweh rested on the seventh day. That is forever. I know for whatsoever Elohim does, it shall stand forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. Elohim did it, so men shall fear before him. And this is something that all men should fear Yah for. The fact that he changed not. Now, with the scriptures that I've brought out this evening, haven't been super complicated. Haven't been no dark speeches. I haven't had to stop and do explanation like, well, hold on, what I think he's saying here is, you see, with this, that. No, it's plain. It's plain. It's plain, so even the simple will see this and say, oh, well, I don't got to serve no Christ. I don't got to serve no Islamic deity. I don't have to serve no pagan Roman deity. I don't have to serve no Jamaican deity. I serve the true and living Elohim. I see that. Because that's what these words do. They make the wise the simple. So it doesn't have to be a bunch of dark speeches. It doesn't have to be a bunch of dark sayings. It don't have to be super complicated. What's complicated about I am Yahweh, and besides me, there is none else? There's nothing complicated about that being said. The only complication is when we overcomplicate it because we want to add to or diminish from the words of the Most High. This one, it becomes complicated. This one, it becomes blurry because it's not hearkening to the laws of the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 19th chapter. And in the book of Psalms, the 19th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 7th verse. And it reads, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. And the testimony of Yah is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yah are upright, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yah is clean, endureth forever, and the judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. Yes, this is how Yahweh comes to his people. Yahweh is so merciful that Yahweh said, look, I know you've been scattered through the four corners of the earth because I'm the one that scattered you. But guess what? With stammering lips and another tongue will I speak with this people. I know you think that this book is sealed and it's closed, but I'm going to send you a messenger that's going to let you know that this book is wide open. And all you have to do is hearken to it. Be obedient to it. Don't add to it nor diminish. And you'll get to see and you will become wiser. You will get understanding and you will get knowledge. It isn't overcomplicated. It's just, we're just that rebellious. Because Yahweh already proclaimed what happens when we add to his word. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 30th division, we'll start reading at the 5th verse. It reads that every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Every word of Elohim is pure. He's the shield. He's the protector to them that put their trust in him. So no matter how much you try to add to, how much you try to diminish, Yahweh said he's going to reprove you and you'll be found a liar. All the revelations that Yahweh has caused to be brought forth in just the past few years, all of the revelations have one thing in common. They all are concealed within the word of the Most High. All of them. Now, whether you and I agree or disagree with it, that's our own personal point of view. But the bottom line is, it's in the word of Yah. And it's established in the word of Yah. So no matter what you try to add to it, no matter what I try to diminish from it, if it's not the words of the Most High, Yahweh is going to reprove and we'll be found a liar. If we're doing this, people say, man, that's a bold-faced lie. There is someone beside the Most High. And we've been asking for years, well, show me in the words of the Most High where Yahweh says there's someone beside him. And all you see is a bunch of, well, you know, they go to a scripture. You see that mule? And there's a mule in the New Testament. That foolishness is out of here. I need you to be as explicit as my Elohim is being explicit to us. Yahweh don't get no more explicit than there is none besides me. There is no Elohim besides me. I know not any. It doesn't get any more explicit than that. People say, man, you know you lying. Talking about this 12 months in a year. Well, show me where it's any other months in the year. Show me 13 months. Show us 14 months. Show it to us. In the word of Yah. And they haven't done it. And they still not doing it. They said, man, that's a bold-faced lie. That it's just 30 days in a month. Well, show me where there's 29, 31, 45, 50, 60. Just show me. They haven't done it then. And they're not doing it now. People say, man, you are a fool. Everybody knows that a day begins in the evening. Well, Yahweh says that he called the light day and darkness he called night. Now, you show me when he changed the ordinances anywhere else. Matter of fact, Yahweh hangs his name on his word. So it's infused so well that Yahweh say, look, if you could change these ordinances where day is not, where the light is not day and darkness is not night, I'll cast off the whole seed of Israel. And this is undoubtedly what the world is doing. But what's even more shameful is you got people that call themselves sons and daughters of the Most High, Israelite, trying to confirm this. You're trying to confirm your very own demise. And you're doing this, and you're walking in this way, and you're denying this only because you don't know the Most High. You don't know the King of Glory. For truly, if you knew the Most High, you will be humbled when you say, oh, man, this is Yahweh's word. I can't say that this is a lie. Man, this is in Yahweh's testimony. I can't say that this is a lie. All I got to do is look through Yah's word and try to establish in what ways I'm walking in what ways I'm living by. And if you can't find it, then you have to know that that's Yahweh reproving you, and you're being found to be a liar. See, Yah's word is forever true, but man's word get cast to the ground daily. Why? Because they're not establishing on the King of Glory because they don't even know who the King of Glory is. Turn me to the book of Psalms 133. Hold on just 1 second. No, turn with me, if you will, to the book of Numbers 33. And Yahweh, in knowing who the Most High is, Yahweh will show us who we are. Yahweh has let us know exactly whom we've been in the midst of in our captivity. Yahweh has let us know when he has taken us from our captivity. And Yahweh has let us know the chain of events that have come when we have came out of captivity. The reason why we don't have a sense of history, the reason why we have to rely on our enemy's history, is because we don't know who the King of Glory is. We don't know who the Most High is. So we don't know about his great works. We don't know about his stretched out arm and how he saved us with his mighty power. We don't know these things because we looking for the heathens to tell us that we were just brought into slavery. And we slaves. And then the Emancipation Proclamation was signed and we're not slaves anymore. Even though they still living in the same constitution that justifies slavery, somehow you're not a slave anymore. But Yahweh, your Redeemer, Yahweh, your Savior, let you know the tracks of what happened when he took us out of the house of bondage. And in the book of Numbers, the 33rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. And it reads, "And they removed from Marah and came unto Elim. And in Elim were 12 fountains of water and 70 palm trees. And they removed from Elim and encamped by the Red Sea. And they removed from the Red Sea and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sin and encamped in Dophkah." So Yahweh gave a whole document of how, where we went once he brought us out of the land of Egypt. So people say, oh man, there's no proof that Israel was ever in Egypt. Well, these very places exist. And Yahweh is letting you know what happened when he took us out of the land of Egypt. And how does he know? Because he's the one that led us. He's the one that brought us there. He's the one that took us from the house of bondage. So who would know than the one that delivered you? This is just simple. Nothing complicated about this. But it's complicated when you want to add to it. When you want to diminish from it, it becomes real complicated. But the words of Yah is pure. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. Because what are we discussing? What have we been discussing this evening? Well, who is the King of Glory? And undoubtedly, the whole world is in darkness, but gross darkness has covered the people. And now the people of Yah don't even know who the Most High is. So they can't witness to the Most High. They can't dedicate their servitude to the Most High because they don't even know who the Creator is. And they can search for it by man's words. They can try to search for it through man's knowledge, and they'll never find it because the knowledge of the Holy is spoken by the words of the Holy One of Israel. And you see, why is it important to know the Most High? Because once you know the Most High, you are able to understand the Most High ways. And you are able to actually plead with the Most High and petition to the Most High, just like our father Abraham did in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. I'm going to begin reading at the 20th verse. And it reads, "And Yahweh said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is to come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before Yahweh. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee, to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the wicked should be, the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And Yahweh said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And this is why Yahweh came to Abraham, because he knew the heart of Abraham. And he knew that Abraham would try to petition for Sodom and Gomorrah, because he knew who was there. This is why he came to Abraham in the first place. So when you know the Most High, you able to plead to the Most High. And you plead to the Most High in righteousness. You're not coming to the Most High with no haughtiness, with no attitude. Oh, come on, you're going to kill the... I thought you was righteous. No, because Yahweh destroyed you in the moment. But he humbled himself because he know his creator. Just like he stopped him from slaying his own son. Just like he had them circumcise him and his whole household. He know that Yahweh is righteous. And he know that Yahweh is not going to slay the righteous for the wicked, let alone the righteous with the wicked. Because he know that's he know the judge of the whole earth. He know Yahweh. And Yahweh know him. That's why he called this man his friend. Turn me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 23rd chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floor. Therefore, David inquired of Yahweh, saying, shall I go and smite the Philistines? And Yahweh said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Yehuda. How much more than if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of Yah yet again, and Yahweh answered him and said, arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thy hand. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their castle, their cattle, and smote them with great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Keilah, it was Keilah. But this is what happens. When you have a personal relationship, when you know the Most High, you can inquire on the Most High. And he would hearken to you. This is what it was saying in that Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter that we read earlier. What nation is so nigh unto Yah answers in all the things that they call upon him for? Because when you know the Most High, Yahweh will start to reveal himself unto you, and Yahweh will show you that you will know that the King, who the King of Glory is. This is so important. This is so imperative that you'll have people say that we under the new covenant and they don't know the first thing about the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter and the 31st verse, it reads, behold, the days coming, saith Yah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith Yah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yah. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in the hearts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yah. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. This is the new covenant. And you got people proclaiming all type of false idols, proclaiming all type of false hoods. Why? Because they don't know Yahweh. And since they don't know Yahweh, there's no way we under this new covenant. But we will be. Because Yahweh said we'll be, therefore we will be. And this is why it's imperative that we get to know the Most High. That we know the Most High. Because Yahweh is the only Savior and the only Redeemer of Israel and of the entire world. Who is this King of Glory that I've been talking about all night? Well, turn with me to the book of Psalms, 24th chapter. In Psalms, the 24th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. It reads, the earth is Yah's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, shall receive the blessing from Yah and righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Yahakob, Selah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? Yahweh, strong and mighty. Yahweh, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? Well, Yahweh of hosts, he is the King of Glory. Not Christ, not Uncle Al, not you, not me. Yahweh is the King of Glory. Yahweh is the lawgiver. Yahweh is the Savior. Yahweh is the Redeemer. And he will save and redeem you. Just humble yourself and seek the face of the true and living Elohim. Humble yourself and seek the power of powers. Humble yourself and seek the King of Glory, Yahweh of hosts. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. O Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, who believes